This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're entering the marketplace of liberty. The conservative cartel starts right now. Here are your hosts, Matt Locke and Chris X.
He's right once again. After a week off, Matt Locke is back in the house. Welcome to the Conservative Cartel. I am Chris X, along with Matt Locke, who has made his way back from Indiana. He is back in the saddle again, and he is here. He's also taking your phone calls if you want to join us. Well, me too. Patriot Mobile.
You too.
Well, both of us will. That's how we roll. We're a team. 202-866-7466. That is 202-866-7466 is the Patriot Mobile hotline. We talked a little bit about Patriot Mobile, how good of a company they are, and how they donate to conservative causes. We did that a little bit last week while Matt was out. Don't forget, $30 off. In other words, your activation fee is waived if you put in cartel. That's a pretty good deal, isn't it, Matt?
It is a great deal. And by the way, they sent us some new stuff here. Let me go through this, because it says capitalism, democracy, the right to bear arms, privatized health care, and diversity of thought. America is different, so why shouldn't your phone be different? Why are you using the same phone service as everyone else, the big mobile companies that are working so hard to make America like every other socialistic country in the world? With Patriot Mobile, you get the chance to make a change in our country for every dollar you spend. Patriot Mobile donates a portion of it towards supporting your American rights. So far this year, Patriot Mobile has given over $15,000 to the Family Research Council. And right now, don't wait any longer, because right now, Patriot Mobile is offering Samsung Galaxy S5 phones for a penny a month when you sign up today. You can use that cartel code to get your $30 activation fee waived. And how do you find that deal? What we were talking about, Chris, you can meet Patriot Mobile in person at the 2018 NRA Convention Booth 137 this week in Dallas, Texas, or you can call 1-800-A-PATRIOT or visit them online at patriotmobile.com. That's the new May stuff for Patriot Mobile. Fantastic company. They're right on the money, Chris. And look, we say it all the time. We need more conservative businesses who want to give to conservative causes.
Well, absolutely. Can't say enough good things about Patriot Mobile, because once again, we need more businesses like them to offset that deluge on the left, because that's what they do. And they are pushing that socialism. Communism light, basically. They're pushing that. They're pushing open borders. They're pushing anything they can do to disarm us. They really don't like our freedom of speech, and they really hate the Second Amendment, because that's what we got to back it up with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's get some other groups out there like Patriot Mobile. Support them.
Yeah.
If you're ready for a new phone contract, they're the ones to be looking at. I encourage you to do so.
Absolutely. Well, Chris, you wanted to talk about a story.
Yeah, well, there was a couple of things. We hit on what was the last time we were talking about the Mexican border was the big caravan. And then we hit on the Mexican military seizing over 100 rifles, AK-47s, ARs, different rifles, rocket launchers, dynamite, grenades at the border.
They're currently right now on Fox News. I'm watching it here in the studio. They're showing this caravan at the border. And we're looking at these fences, and you're looking at these people, and you've got several sitting on the fence, and it's probably 10, 15 feet high. They've scaled it up there. But you've got a large group of about 200 or 300 people that have amassed there. And they've got signs saying, "We deserve asylum. We deserve this." And you know what? They're written in English. I didn't know they knew how to speak English.
Yeah.
So you knew. But, I mean, we're seeing this go on right now, and I think it's refreshing. And it'll be interesting to see the outcome of what happens when these people are not allowed in our country.
Yeah, well, it's funny because we're seeing people on the other side saying refugees welcome, and they're holding their signs, and then you get the other side where I see people on the fence holding flags from other countries.
Yep.
I still, for the life of me, I can't understand. Once again, you want to know why I'm hesitant to accept people that claim to be seeking asylum?
Mm-hmm.
When you come over here from a country that you say is a terrible place, horrible to live, and you have to escape, yet you want to fly the flag of that country while you're here,
right?
It makes no sense to me. In other words, something is amiss.
Well, there's just no assimilation, and that's what we're running into now. We used to be a melting pot. Mm-hmm. We still do. We openly accept immigration if you do it legally. Yeah. And I think you remember this, and I think it was the RAISE Act, where it's merit-based immigration. Where did that go? Donald Trump brought that out about 6 months ago. It used to be the way it was. When you came to this country, when you came to Ellis Island, you needed to declare what your occupation was, if you had any health issues, and you were a key component to making the country work. Nowadays, they come here for asylum, they live off the welfare state, and they suck our resources dry while doing nothing.
Well, people try to compare today's, quote, refugees to the refugees of Vietnam and that kind of stuff. But for those people who didn't live through that era, you got to understand they didn't just come over here. When they were brought over here, they had to have a sponsor.
Right.
That's otherwise they sat and waited.
Merit-based.
Merit-based. There was sponsor. And once again, there was a war waging in that country.
Yes.
I get it. Those people brought over here, they got sponsors. They assimilated to our culture here in America. And boom, look at this. Look how many wonderful, hardworking Vietnamese Americans that we have who came from Vietnam and other parts of the world. There are no sponsors anymore. They just want to open up the border and let whomever comes over here do what they do. For those of them not paying attention, you really ought to look at what's happening in Europe. Look at Germany.
Yeah.
Look at Sweden. Look at those places, England, France. Look at
Canada, dude. You talked about this last week while I was out. I mean, Canada has opened their arms to these immigrants. They've opened these arms to these illegals. And what happens? A van runs down people on the sidewalk.
Well, once again, you watch this. It's a terrible situation where these people continue to do dumb things. I'm not talking about the people trying to come over. I'm talking about these people that are, quote, in charge that want to continue to do this open border mentality, and it is destroying Europe. It is destroying England. It's destroying France. It's destroying everywhere. And you've got a huge faction of the population. Look what's happening in California.
Yeah.
We're seeing a revolt against their own local governments because they refuse to enforce federal immigration laws or allow the feds to even do their jobs, and it's affecting American citizens. In California alone, we're hitting that. How many different there's Los Alamitos, there's San Diego,
Orange County.
How many different areas are now revolting against their own local government because their people are being affected by the overrunning of illegal immigrants that have come here that are not assimilating? They're overwhelming the system. And this is a very small amount of them. Imagine if that border was wide open the way these people want it.
Oh, it would be a disaster. But, you know, Chris, as we covered all this, you talked about, you know, the rocket launchers, the weapons, the cartels down there, the Las Zetas. But U.S. Customs and Border Protection officers stopped a Mexican national who allegedly attempted to smuggle nearly 600,000 in cash across the Arizona border into Mexico.
Wait a minute. 600K? They got this guy as he was trying to cross from Arizona?
Arizona into Mexico.
Into Mexico. And they found it inside a spare tire of this truck. He was attempting to go to the port of San Luis, L-U-I-S. I think it's pronounced San Luis. A Mexican national was the attempt, and he was caught as he was trying to just cross the border without declaring the cash.
Yep.
$559,000. You think he blew $1,000 before he left?
Where do you think he got that money?
Gee, I don't know.
Because,
I mean,
you know, the story said, Chris, that they actually found 70 pounds of methamphetamines hidden in the vehicle's quarter panels.
What?
The drugs were valued at $211,000 on top of the cash.
Oh, so what you're saying is he may have been a drug smuggler?
Maybe.
Okay,
yeah.
23-year-old. How many 23-year-olds are running around with about $600K in cash on them?
Not many.
And
think about that. $600,000 is a lot of money.
I would love to have $600K right now.
Exactly. I mean, that's a lot of money. Another $200,000 in methamphetamines, and he's trying to go back to Mexico with that money and the drugs. Huh.
In other words, he's what you call a mule. Okay, that's what they call them. They're drug mules. They send these people over, they do this. And amazing, is this the one that was caught? You think all of them get caught?
No.
Just think for a second how many are going through. And this guy was going through a border checkpoint. Imagine how many are bringing that stuff to and from, let's say in boats, planes, cross the border illegally. This is what we see. Once again, who needs borders, right?
Well, who needs security? I mean, as we see these, we've seen stories like this. For going on years, We've watched as people have been smuggled in, as drugs have been smuggled in. And what has President Trump said? We've got all these drugs in our country because we don't have a southern border. Yet another example of drugs moving in and out of our country due to a very porous and a very lazy government.
Yeah.
We could stop this, Chris. We could end this tomorrow.
Well, and then when the federal government tries to step in and patrol the federal, you know, border, the border of the United States, well, California says what? No, we don't need to do that. Sorry, we're going to do everything we can to not only stop you, we're going to try to pass local laws that prevent anyone else from helping you enforce federal immigration laws.
Yep.
That's crazy, huh?
Well, in California, you can't explain it. Other than the fact that, you know, they need California, if you look at it in its significance of our government and of our elections, is the biggest state for electoral votes. It just is. So when they look at that, you got a Democratic Party pushing that state because they need voters. And where are all the illegals? In California. What did they do, Chris? Motor voter. You get a driver's license as an illegal. When you get the driver's license, then you get registered to vote. You and I talked about this, a story, probably a couple, 2-3 weeks ago, where there's over 1 million illegal aliens with driver's license in California.
Gee, I wonder if some of them are actually voting in the elections.
You know they are. I mean, it's not whether. You're not wondering whether they are. You know they are.
Yeah, absolutely. We know that's what's happening. There are tons of, not only that, we got illegals voting. We have tons of illegal voters right here from the United States of America. We got dead people voting. You got people voting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 12 times. You just name it. So there's a lot of voter fraud. Oddly enough, those on the left want to pretend that that doesn't exist. I bet you if they found out there was more voter fraud voting for Republicans and Democrats, you think they'd change their tune a little?
You would see that southern wall from space. You would literally see that wall from space if these illegal aliens come into this country. We're voting Republican.
What would happen? You know what, Matt? I think we should do this new movement. I think we should go to the border with a bunch of Republican voter registration and just say, hey, listen, here's the deal. You can come in, but if you do, you got to vote Republican. Will you vote Republican? And then, of course, they all would. How quickly do you think the Democrats would stop that?
Today. Within an hour. Maybe 90 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, they're hypocrites, Chris. We sit here and we call the left out for their hypocrisy every day. They're hypocrites. And, you know, look, I'm like you. You know, you went and did a charity event. I mean, you've got stuff. We have hearts. You know, we want people to succeed. We want to help people. But you have to do it the right way, and you have to do it illegally. If you break the law to come here and then you wave your flag around and spit in the face of Americans because your heritage is La Raza or whatever, no. Not going to happen.
You speak of the hypocrisy of the left. I know when we come back, we had this last week, and I know we didn't touch it on the show, but you got Joy Reid over there. She's being nailed for all of the anti-homophobic slurs that she was putting on social media.
Yeah.
And then she went on to say, well, I didn't do it. Well, no, I don't. And then finally her last response was, well, I don't believe I wrote those things. So once again, that's the leftist. I don't believe I did it, therefore it didn't happen. You've got not only that kind of hypocrisy, we're hearing now someone is saying that a guest on MSNBC, Vice President Pence wants to put gays in concentration camps.
Isn't that crazy?
And there are clowns that believe it. That's the best part, Matt.
No, you're not wrong. Hey, don't go anywhere. The cartel's going to roll on here. We'll get to this Mike Pence story. We got the NRA convention in Dallas coming up at the end of this week. The Patriot Mobile Hotline is open, 202-866-7466. Chris X, Matt Locke, the cartel. Give us a call. We want to hear from you. Be right back.
You're listening to the Conservative Cartel.
In a world filled with selfie sticks, pumpkin spice lattes, and reality TV, it's good to get away from it all. I've learned so much from BattleBox. While my wife receives monthly lip balm and glittery lotion, I'm receiving items that could actually save our lives. BattleBox has introduced me to new brands and new products that haven't even been released yet. And in this world today, you just never know when you're going to need it.
Visit BattleBox.com.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE. 833-39-BIBLE.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root with a confession to make. I wear my blue blocker sunglasses everywhere. How good are blue blockers? First, America's astronauts using the same formula wore them in outer space. And over 20 million pairs have been sold throughout the world. 20 million! Blue blockers provide the best eye protection you can own. And you can't even break the lens with a hammer. So call toll-free and order one pair for $29.95 or two pairs for $39.95 plus postage. Just call toll-free 800-722-7777. That's 800-722-7777. 800-722-7777.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
This is the Conservative Cartel with Matt Locke and Chris X.
Well, Saturday on MSNBC's AM Joy, Brandon Wolf, Vice President of the Drew, D-R-U, Project, commended host Joy Reid for her apology for the controversy over past homophobic blog posts attributed to her. Wolf then bashed the homophobic psychopaths in the White House, saying it was Vice President Pence. If he ended up as president, he would put gay people in concentration camps. Welcome back to the Conservative Cartel, the Monday edition alongside of Chris X. I am Matt Locke. The Patriot Mobile Hotline is open, 202-866-7466. We were talking about Mexico, the border. We were talking about bad hombres. We were talking about drugs. We're talking about catch and release. But, Chris, you had teased this Mike Pence, gay concentration camps. I mean, all of this stuff. I'm pretty sure Mike Pence isn't going to put any gays in a concentration camp.
You don't know, Matt. You don't understand. It's going to happen. It's funny. First of all, I got a question. Why is it all these people named Wolf are such weirdos? You've got the weirdo Michael. Was it Michael Wolf that wrote the fake book about
that's
Trump?
That's right, Michael Wolf, Fire and Fury.
Then you've got this lady named Wolf, this Michelle. Clown that goes on and attacks Michelle Wolf. Now you've got Brandon Wolf, this clown on MSNBC with the Drew Project. All these wolves are wolves in sheep's clothing, is what they are, because they're going off there. He issues an he commended Joy Reid for her apology. First of all, did she really apologize?
No.
Second of all, she said, I don't believe I said this. But then she turns right around and says something as ridiculous as it is inflammatory. He bashed the homophobic psychopaths in the White House.
Well, Chris, he wants to keep it real. I just want to cut through it all and keep it very real with people about what we're up against. We have homophobic psychopaths running the United States government today, and that's the reality.
Okay, so that's keeping it real. So making up information and lying through your teeth is keeping it real, which the left does on a regular basis. Once again, saying he's going to put the president, the vice president would put people in concentration, gay people in concentration. First of all, we got to back off a second. Donald Trump is the most gay-friendly president that we've
ever
had, especially on the right. But, you got since Obama came in and he lit up the White House in rainbow colors. I remember that.
Right.
But as far as what the president of the United States is doing now, he's not had any issues with gay people. He's got gay friends. In fact, he's the closest. Well, I'll say he's the only one on the right that has embraced, the homosexuality movement.
Yep.
But then again, oh, no, that doesn't matter. Facts don't matter to those on the left, or people named Wolf, apparently.
But, Chris, remember when Cory Booker was questioning Mike Pompeo for Secretary of State, and he asked him about if he believed that gays, it was an abomination? Well, now you've got a direct quote from Mr. Wolf. We have a Secretary of State, as was mentioned, that believes that gay people are sinners based on who they are. You see how the left sets all this up? You see how they all play into that deal? I mean, it's like they get a direct memo that says, play this position up, and then they all go do it. And then they say, we're so very sorry, and we know that Joy Reid feels bad, and we know that she apologized, but Mike Pence is a gay monger.
Yeah. It is ridiculous as it is inflammatory. They do this, once again, going after people's religion, that is the case. And he goes on to say, if Mike Pence, God bless him, ended up in the White House, sitting behind that desk in the Oval Office, he would have us all in concentration camps hoping to pray the gay away. The statement is patently false.
Yes.
Second of all, they've run with this false rumor that Mike Pence was supposedly talking about the gays and they all need conversion therapy and all of this kind of stuff. In other words, the facts don't matter to these clowns.
No.
They don't care. They're going to continue to run with the fake story like on Twitter we talked about. All Mexicans are racist.
Yep.
I'm sorry, rapists. All Muslims are murderers. All that stuff. Never happened, but it doesn't stop them from pushing false narratives. And it's not going to. Let's take a break. If you want to join us, get your take on this. If you want, the Patriot Mobile hotline is open. 202-866-7466. I'm Chris X, along with Matt Lock. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Conservative Cartel with Matt Lock and Chris X.
Money, 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 money. You got to have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump says the White House Correspondents Association dinner on Saturday night was an embarrassment, and he is not the only one.
I have no agenda. I'm not trying to get anything accomplished. So everyone that's here from Congress, you should feel right at home.
That's one of the few jokes by comedian Michelle Wolf we can play on the radio. The president of the White House Correspondents Association blasting the comedian, saying it was not in the spirit of the White House Correspondents Association mission. And President Trump, who was not at the dinner, is tweeting this morning, fake news is alive and well and beautifully represented on Saturday night. The White House denying a report that says the president's failed pick to head the VA won't continue his role as the president's personal doctor. Politico had said Dr. Ronnie Jackson would be leaving that position. And this is USA Radio News.
Attention! Sorry I'm talking a little loud because I want to reach people with a hearing problem. Do you want to hear better for just $299? Yes, not thousands, but for $299. You can hear all the sounds you've been missing for years. Hearing Help Express has been helping people hear better, selling top quality hearing aids for over 30 years. Now is your best chance to hear better with hearing aids for $299 with our free 45-day home trial offer. And you don't even need to leave your home or get a hearing test. Call now to start your free 45-day risk-free home trial offer. All it takes is a free hearing consultation. Learn how Hearing Help Express can improve the quality of your life with better hearing. Call now.
800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. That's 800-516-7448.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The Conservative Cartel.
Now, here's Matt Locke and Chris X.
Welcome back to the Conservative Cartel. I am Chris X, along with Matt Locke. He's back in the saddle again after becoming a full-time Texan. We're glad to have him here and glad to have him back, as well as on the program, my partner in crime here. The Patriot Mobile Hotline is open if you want to join us here on the Conservative Cartel. 202-866-7466. That is 202-866-7466. In the last segment, we're talking about, oddly enough, Joy Reid, who wrote a bunch of homophobic stuff on Twitter and then got blasted for it, said she didn't believe it was her, therefore she doesn't believe it didn't happen.
Yeah.
But then you've got Brandon Wolf going on there from the Drew Project saying that, well, the White House is full of homophobic psychopaths, and
and
Mike Pence wants to put homosexuals in concentration camps. We got a caller on the line. Matt, you ready to go to the calls?
Let's do it.
Looks like we got Zachary in Georgia. Hey, Zachary, thanks for holding on. Welcome to the Conservative Cartel. Good, good. How are you?
Doing good. Had to step out of work real quick to just make a comment on that.
We interrupted his work schedule.
Oh, well, we don't mean to interrupt your work schedule. All right, what's on your mind?
That's fine. I stepped out for a lunch break.
Perfect.
But the thing about them saying Mike Pence is going to be putting people in concentration camps, it's kind of crazy that these same people are saying that they want to take away our guns, but there's no reason to have them, that the government's going to protect us, that we don't need our ARs, mm-hmm. and yet they want to still say that the government is going to put us in concentration camps. It's crazy.
That is the comment of the day. You're dead on, Zach. Dead on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I listen to y'all every day, so.
Thank you.
It's the first time that I've been able to step up and comment. I just wanted to make that comment real quick.
Thank you so much, Zach.
We'll let you get back to your lunch.
We appreciate it. Enjoy your lunch. And Zach is dead on. Who needs a gun?
Right.
I mean, once again, the same idiocy that wants to, like I said, that are saying they're going to put people in concentration camps are the ones that want to disarm you. The same ones that say no American needs to own an AR or a gun
right.
are the same people that say the only people that need to have guns are the cops who they claim are shooting African Americans in the street for being African American.
Well, and Chris, he hit right on it. I mean, now you've got the left saying, look, the government's going to do this to you. And they're just completely falling into our argument where we say, yes, the government is going to do this to you. That's why you need a gun.
That's
this
amazing.
Is why you need to protect yourself. The government isn't your friend.
It's amazing when you keep the government at arm's length and you understand that your rights are above that of the government. Well, you know, there's a reason why our forefathers did this.
Yes.
And, you know, and the serious thing is, you know, we're talking about Joy Reid and we're talking about this, you know, supposedly vice president wants to put gays in concentration camps. Once again, the ignorance. The real problem, Matt, which you missed while you were gone last week, is gay frogs.
I don't like them putting chemicals in the water that turn the freaking frogs gay. Do you understand?
Real issue.
I'm going to say it real close for you. Gay frogs!
That's Ron, by the way.
Won't you fight for your life?
This is so good. I the frogs.
They actually came up with a gay frog song?
Hey. He said it real slow
for
you, Matt.
They literally came up with a gay frog song.
Hey, we all know as Alex Jones was talking about the gay frogs, and that's the real issue here, Matt, is they're putting chemicals in the water.
You know, Chris.
Turn the freaking frogs gay.
This whole thing, and I think a lot of people are like you and I. You know, we're middle America, we're average guys, we do the show because we love our country, and I don't care what you do in your bedroom.
Yeah.
I don't care. Just please don't push your ideology, please don't push your lifestyle onto me because I don't believe in it. Period.
Yeah.
If you want to be gay, be gay. You know, I'm not God, I'm not the one there to judge you. Just don't be gay with me because I'm not gay.
Yeah, but are you going to try to repress gay frogs? Seriously?
No, I am not going to try to repress any frogs or people,
you know what,
or anything else. As a matter
it's pretty. I'm going to play the liberal on the show for now. Matt, it's pretty clear that you want to put all gay frogs in concentration camps at this point.
Well,
I think it's pretty clear.
Frog legs are good. I mean, if you want to go down that road, I like frog legs.
You just hate the freaking frogs, okay?
I don't care if they're gay or straight. They taste like chicken.
You know what? I have not eaten frog legs in a very long time.
Yeah, they're not bad.
I've eaten alligator. Alligator's pretty good, too.
Gator's not. I've had gator. I've had rattlesnake.
I've eaten snake. I've eaten gator. I've eaten shark. I've eaten frog.
I've never had shark.
You know, I don't know if I ate gay frogs, though. I don't know.
You don't know if they were gay?
They may have came from a gay frog concentration camp. We have no idea.
Yeah, they don't.
Because you've got to watch out for the friggin' frog. Once again, and I play that song because it's ridiculous. Two is it shows how ridiculous those on the left are
because
they actually believe, that clown that went on there probably actually believes that vice presidents would either put them in a gay concentration camp
yep.
or he's nefarious enough to try to do that, go
yep.
to that reach to try to convince people, don't vote for them. Simple as that.
Well, Chris, if you want to hear ridiculous, it's this next story, and they go hand in hand. The University of Texas to treat masculinity as a mental health issue. The Counseling and Mental Health Center at the University of Texas at Austin, imagine that, keeping it weird, recently launched a new program to help male students take control over their gender identity and develop a healthy sense of masculinity. You can't make this stuff up.
This is where your tuition dollars are going when you send your kids to the University of Texas.
It's a serious mental health issue. Not that liberalism isn't a mental health issue, but masculinity is. I'm going to say something to the left here. It takes a man, it takes masculinity, it takes testosterone, it takes sperm to make other human beings.
Wait, what? Hold on. You're going back. You're doing science again.
I know. I'm crazy.
We learned last week that global warming isn't as bad because the science was wrong. They don't use, once again, if you can't determine gender, well, you can't do this. So we've got to get rid of this gender identity and develop a healthy sense of masculinity.
About 2 weeks ago, I was on Twitter, and I was watching this liberal debating all these people, telling them that gender and sex are two opposite things. And I'm like, dude, you do understand that gender and sex are the same thing. Your gender is different. The gender is the way you feel. Your sex is what you are. Your sex does not determine the way you feel. And you can be a woman even if you have a penis.
The gender's fluid, Matt. That's what they like to tell us. It's fluid.
It's ridiculous. And you sit here and watch these people as they bend over backwards to tell you that it's okay to feel like a chandelier. But now like you said, parents, students are spending tens of thousands of dollars a year to be in classes or programs that tell you that masculinity is toxic.
See, Matt, you wouldn't understand this because you sit there mansplaining to me.
I am.
Understand, the program is predicated on a critique of so-called restrictive masculinity. Men, the program argues, suffer when they're told to act like a man or when they're encouraged to fulfill traditional gender roles such as being successful or the breadwinner, Matt. You just take that, you mansplainer.
You know what? I'm sitting here with my legs spread because I can, because I'm a man, baby. But look, the breadwinner, this just drives me nuts. You go back to the beginnings of time. The men were the hunters and the gatherers. They took care of their family. The women were the nurturers. They were the lovers. They were the child bearers. They were the ones that took care of that. We had distinctive roles as human beings in a society, and now you can be 83 genders.
See, I proved you're a Neanderthal because that's the way you think. Thought you might enjoy that taking care of people or being active, masculine UT warns that many of these attributes are actually, they're dangerous, they say, claiming these traditional ideas of masculinity place men into rigid or restrictive boxes, which prevent them from developing their emotional maturity.
Dude, you want to hear a funny story. So I'm back home this week in Fort Wayne. We're packing up the house, and I'm going through the basement where I started this whole deal. And I found the very first outline of a show I did for WoWo, the very first WoWo show I ever did up in Fort Wayne, Indiana. You know what the first topic was?
What?
The gender unicorn. I laughed at that because I remembered that story. And it was like they had this unicorn that explained all the genders that made you feel better because it was happy and they were a unicorn and you would feel better if it was delivered by a unicorn telling you how many genders there really were.
You know, I love the smell of unicorns and rainbows in the morning.
Unbelievable. But this is, my whole point is we've been fighting this argument for a long time now, and the left is trying to change the lexicon of the meaning of words in our language so that you will feel like you should go along with this. I mean, This is crazy. Restrictive masculinity? Nothing about my masculinity is restricted. Let me tell you. I am full bore man.
That's the problem. You're so restrictive to everybody else. You and your manspreading, your mansplaining. If you are a male student at UT reading this right now, we hope that learning about this helps you not to feel guilty about having participated in these definitions of masculinity and instead feel empowered to break the cycle, Maddie. That's what it's all about.
I find it amazing. You know, we're talking about basic biology. I feel like I have to come onto this. I feel like I have to go to a liberal and say, do you not understand the birds and bees? I mean, my dad told me about the birds and bees when I was 13. He told me how little babies get on this planet. I'm like, what is he talking about? And as I got older, I'm like, oh, yeah, that's what he's talking about. He but now it's like, you know, it's just like science. If it's not climate change, it's not science.
Well, and once again, even the computer models are flawed. You're a Holocaust denier if you don't believe it. Oddly enough, the program is currently without leadership, but not for too long. Don't fret. School is in process of hiring a, I'm not kidding, quote, healthy masculinities coordinator to run the program, as the school tells PJ Media that, well, hopefully hirees are, they're interviewing for this position later this week. Matt, I seriously wish we had time that you and I could drive there and apply for that position.
Apply for that position.
Oh, my God, that would be fun.
That would be fun.
Because what I would do is I would come in at least once as myself, and I'd be the mansplainer and be like, come on, we're dudes and blah, blah, blah. And then I'd put a wig on and come back in and say, this is the greatest course of all time. I'd probably get the job if I did that.
You probably would. I mean, it's fantastic. But, you know, look, this article finishes because we're just about done with this segment. There is no evidence that masculinity itself contributes to violence.
Wait, what?
There is no, I can't do the gay voice. There is no evidence that masculinity itself contributes to violence. Universities that run similar programs, such as UNC at Chapel Hill and Northwestern, have admitted that their programming isn't supported by any evidence. That's a liberal cause right there, is it not?
Wait, you have to have evidence to come to conclusions now? I don't want any part of this new world, okay?
I can't believe it. I know, because the left does not work on evidence. They don't work on solid facts. They work on their feelings. They know their feelings are hurt right now because you're mansplaining too much. There's too much toxic masculinity in the cartel, gay frogs.
I get mad going off on gay frogs all of a sudden. You know, it's funny looking at this. I would love to hear their take on the gay frogs and what they think. I'm sure they would be very accepting of the gay frogs and this restrictive masculinity. Well, I think the last thing you just said goes to point out everything why we say liberalism is a mental disorder. They want to run with these things. This is a university that is in charge of quote unquote educating our children.
Yeah.
Okay. This is what they're doing. There's no facts or evidence to back it up, just like global warming. And we don't care. It's how we feel now.
Yeah.
This is why they're coming up with cry closets at these universities.
Oh my God. I can't believe you brought that up. I saw that and I thought I misread that, Chris.
No, it's
cry closets.
So they can go and cry because all that talk. Toxic masculinity. Sometimes you just got to go cry for a minute, man. You'll feel better.
I mean, I don't know who came up with cry closets, but they deserve to get their they need whipped. They need beat up. I'm sorry, I said it here, and it's not nice. But who came up with cry closets?
For everyone watching this show, you see how violent Matt is. You see that? It's toxic masculinity. You're with me, aren't you, sexual chocolate?
Yeah, I'm keeping silent.
My masculinity runneth over.
It's toxic, I'm telling you.
I know. It's on a serious note, somebody literally came up with cry closets.
I'm laughing at these people because they're ridiculous. The problem is they're actually in charge of things in educating our children.
That's
the
problem.
You want to know what's toxic? The idiocy run amok on universities today. That's toxic.
That is crazy. The idiots. Look, don't go anywhere. We're going to come back. We've got one last segment, and I want to get to this Red State story. I think it's fantastic. The Never Trumpers. We're going to get to that. Hey, you want to be part of the program? It's too bad. We're shutting the Patriot Mobile hotline down. So nothing else you can do. Chris X, Matt Locke, the cartel. Hang tight. We'll be right back.
This is the Conservative Cartel.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back. Or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
The Conservative Cartel. Here's Matt Locke and Chris X.
Well, welcome back to the final segment of the Conservative Cartel this Monday morning alongside of Chris X. I'm Matt Locke, producer Ron Phillips, Sexual Chocolates, pushing all the buttons on the mothership today. I mean, it's good to be back. Man, I miss being in this seat. It was good to be back and
we missed you,
get
dude.
Back into the deal here. But the Patriot Mobile hotline is down. And Chris, there's a couple things I want to talk about. This is not a long segment. But,
hey, before you get into it really quickly, I just want to say that the good thing about having Sexual Chocolate as the executive producer of the program is he's never mansplained to anyone. He does not. His masculinity is not toxic, okay?
No, it is not. But there was a mass firing, Chris, at the conservative site Red State. And I use conservative loosely because if you've ever went to redstate.com, they're not conservative. Led by Eric Erickson, who was a never-Trumper and the site's longtime editor, who left in 2015, tweeted about what he called the mass firing on Friday. He said, very sad to see, but not really surprising, given Salem's direction. And I giggle at that, because Salem Media told the conservative cartel that we were too conservative for their outlet. So yeah. To have Eric Erickson talking about Salem Media as being insufficiently partisan was the phrase one writer used in a Red State group chat. They fired everybody who was insufficiently unsupportive of Trump. One of the sources who spoke with CNN Money said, adding, how do you find being sufficiently supportive of Trump?
You know, it's interesting. We've seen multiple avenues that are filled with these never-Trumpers, which, in Eric Erickson, once again, I used to read some of his stuff. The guy, at this point, you're a clown.
Wackadoodle.
He's a total clown because, once again, you're a never-Trumper. Okay, I get it. Yep. Trump's offensive. He says weird things. He says stuff we don't like, whatever. That being said, look at the way he's governing this country and what he has done compared to the alternative, which would have been Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
If you can't distinguish between the two, because you, I guess maybe at this point in time, they'd never had a politician they didn't like, and they just loved everyone else.
Right.
You know, because I'm always, once again, I've said this repeatedly. When we vote for, in a lot of elections, unfortunately, we're voting for the lesser of two evils, or as I like to say, the lesser of two weasels, okay?
Yes.
And that happens often. These never-Trumpers at this point, they're destroying their own products, their own stuff, because they are now fighting against everything they have supposedly stood for the last 5, 10, 15, 20 years. Well, it makes no sense.
And it goes to show you, Chris, that if you are sending out that message, mainstream people, conservatives of all shapes and form in of varying conservatism from moderate to very conservative, they're tired of the Never Trump stuff.
Yeah.
And if you're going to do it, that product isn't going to sell, and now it's out of business.
Yeah.
It's called the free market, dude.
It's true, and it's funny because, like I said, you see these people that have done this, and it is the free market, and that's the other thing, too. We're entitled to make whatever mistakes. Well, I understand this, but at a certain point when you realize you're making a mistake, you should probably stop. And if I'm making a mistake on something, I try to stop and head in a different direction because I don't like being wrong, and I don't like looking like an idiot and doing dumb stuff. So I get all that, It's just, it's once again, and I've seen the way, you know, some of these big radio conglomerates work, and it's not just Salem and some of the others. They do things really, and I'll, for lack of a better term, weird. I'll just say really interesting.
They don't pay attention, and you can say they're out of touch, and when you're out of touch like that, and you do these kind of things, your business suffers. But I want to give you a little tease for tomorrow's show. I've been following this story for about the last 4 or 5 days. There is a big media company. It says, here's the headline from True Pundit, which I follow on Twitter.
Yeah.
Big media company withholds FBI investigative bombshell for months, shielding Mueller, Hillary, and FBI brass from publicity disaster.
Wow.
A major media company has tabled and potentially buried an investigative blowout on the FBI, which implicates Robert Mueller, Andrew McCabe, and even Hillary Clinton, according to well-placed sources.
Ooh, we'll see what pans out on this. Very quickly, though, I have to say this. We talk about the never-Trumpers. I have a few friends who are members of the Latino Coalition. They're Latinos, and they love President Trump. Yeah. Big fans. And one of them, I will just call him Hector, and I don't want to use his name, but he's never been accused of toxic masculinity. In fact, he might even be egregious femininity. I'm just saying, as we wrap up the day show, just want to say that.
And now that we're off the rails, it's a good thing that we're done. Look, that's it for the Conservative Cartel this Monday. Get over to theconservativecartel.com right now. Sign up as a VIP. You can get these hats. You can get the car stickers. You can sign up for the Diamondback Firearms AR-15, which we are giving away Friday. You'd better do it, and you had better do it right now. TheConservativeCartel.com. But for Ron Phillips, Chris X, I am Matt Locke. The Conservative Cartel is out.
There is only one supplement you need to increase energy, deepen your sleep, reduce joint pain, and more. GHR Platinum contains natural ingredients that elevate your mood and even help you lose stubborn body fat, not to mention what it does for one's libido. GHR Platinum contains no GMO and is gluten-free. It's all organic and fortified with ultratropine. Men and women alike will start feeling well with its natural growth hormone releaser. Don't wait. Call 833-434-4529 right now and get a special half-price deal for you and your partner. 833-434-4529. GHR Platinum will amaze you with renewed vitality, so don't wait. Call right now. 833-434-4529.